Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is Ask Ada Marie, and Ada Marie is not here. She has been called to the hospital. And this is Mary Blake, your host, and I don't know why, but the show didn't seem to want to let me in. But here I am. So let me just double check and see if there's anyone who'd like to talk with us. One second. Hello. Oh, I do hope some of you are still waiting. I've double checked on the people who are calling, and no one seems to want to ask a question. But I think it would be a good time to talk with about what happens when things go wrong. And what happens? Did spirit get too busy doing something else and kind of neglect us, or is it just one of those things that we need to would welcome our patience and help build that up? We do have someone on the line. Let me ask you. Hello.
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 Hi,
Mary. Hi there. Yes.
Hi.
You know, Ada Marie is in the hospital today taking care of, I guess it's a pretty bad emergency. So I'd be so happy to talk with you. Is there anything on your mind?
Well, yeah, we're talking about emergencies. And I like to ask, and she was talking about this last week, Ada Marie, about how we should stay calm when something goes wrong. And I've been practicing it this past week because I do have, I become too emotional and I lose myself. So I've become more conscious about, you know, not losing it. But how could I practice? What tools can I use? Because
that's a wonderful question. I could easily, for example, I could have gotten very upset today because I tried about 4 or 5 times to call in, and for some strange reason, The announcer kept saying they couldn't hear my PIN number, and of course I had entered it 4 or 5 times, and I just stayed kind of calm, and I just said, okay, what do you want me to do, you know? And the message I got was, hang in there, keep trying. When things don't work, when you first try it, as they say, try and try again. And sure enough, here we are, and it's working. So does that give you a clue?
Okay. Yeah, you just kept pursuing it, and it finally worked. And
exactly.
We'll put that in my toolbox.
Well, you know, every once in a while, we kind of expect things to go right the first time. And if it doesn't go right the first time, we just give up and say, well, this is not working. What am I going to do? You know, and get all upset about it. And that is not Spirit's way. I mean, my goodness, who knows where our spirit guides were and what they were doing. I mean, they might have been saving a life. They might have been helping people over in Syria. Who knows?
People,
you know, there's a whole world out there. And millions of us are trying to do something all at the same time and trying to do different things. And if it doesn't work, and you feel that it's then, well, sometimes it doesn't work because it wasn't supposed to work. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe we just didn't think it through, but for something like this show, obviously it was meant to be, but it was there might have been a lot of static on the line. Heaven knows what Ada Marie is doing, and she's thinking of us obviously while she's doing this life saving work at the hospital. So maybe the energy just got kind of stirred up. Who knows? So that's another thing to think about, is that we're not the only person in the universe is trying to do something right now.
That's a good way of looking at it. Usually, yeah, we're very selfish in a way, because I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing this, I can't get it done. But in other ways, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I take the train on Sunday mornings to the farmer's market. And one day I got down on the platform, sitting there for 10 minutes, and the next thing, announcements, no trains, no running, and I went back up and I was just so outraged first. But when I was coming up from the elevator, I said, well, maybe I'm all the better off, because at least I didn't get stuck on the train. I'm just on the
good
platform.
Good thinking.
Mm-hmm. So I changed that around, and I sort of just wandered around by the train station, looking in windows and stuff. And then I went downstairs and tried again, and the trains were running. So I really felt like my spiritual guides were really guiding me this morning. And I was so grateful to them. You know,
Something really funny that happened to me, and this was years ago. I was due to be interviewed on a television show, on a cable television, and it was up at 219th Street, which I never go to. So I said to myself, I've got to get to 219th Street exactly at 2:30, exactly at 2:30. And the trains were running late. And then I got on the train, and it zoomed up there, and it stopped. At 219th Street, I was looking at the studio, but there was no exit. There was no way to get down. And we sat there for 20 minutes. And then the train started, and they took me to the next stop, and I walked back. And the host of the show said, "Thank God you were late." She said, "I had an accident. My period came all of a sudden, and I had to go in and wash my skirt." Is that ridiculous? Are you there? Okay. So that was a really, really very strange thing. So we seem to have been cut off. Okay, and thank you so much. Okay, let me see here.
Hello.
Hello. I wanted to thank you so much for calling. It looks as if we have been sort of cut off here. I don't know what happened, but we have.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
You and I are finally connected. I was wondering if you could give me a reading around some construction that I'm waiting to be built.
Construction. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is the technically speaking, the show is over, but you and I are connected, so let's do this.
Okay.
What's your name?
Trish.
What is your name?
Trish?
Trish, okay.
Yeah.
Trish, okay. Okay, what kind of construction are we talking about?
Residential.
Okay. And there seems to be a delay on with the workmen.
There has been a bit of a delay, and I'm just wondering if the delay is now over and they can go forward.
Uh-huh. It seems as if there was something that they weren't telling you. Either one of the workers was not as qualified to do the work or something. They had to get someone who was better qualified. And then there's some kind of material that seems to have been delayed. Give them a break and tell them that you know they're going to do a fantastic job for you, and you wonder if there was some kind of a delay, or you're trying to get just the right person so that they can do the absolutely best job possible for you, and that will probably ease their tension and help them to work better for you.
So when do you see it actually being complete?
Well, my guides don't like to predict the future because they say it hasn't really happened until you make it happen. You and the people that your contractors are going to make this happen, and it's in the process. But I believe the more patient and understanding you are, and the more confidence you show in them, flatter them and build them up and say, I know you're taking extra time. You must be wanting to get it just perfect for me, and I appreciate that so much. Tell me how long you think it's going to take. And they will probably knock themselves out trying to please you.
Well,
see, most
the
people, when there's a delay in construction, they yell at them and they fuss a lot and they get the workers upset so that they don't do quite as good a job. Does that begin to make sense to you?
Not really, because the delay has been with the city.
Okay. So that is a different matter completely. Where are you located?
Connecticut.
Okay. Well, I think it would be important for you to speak to your contractor and say, how can we work together and get this through? I know you're trying. Like, what can I do to speed this along, to help you get the go ahead from the city? That's basically what you're doing.
Basically the city is the one who held it up.
Okay, so call someone at the contractor and ask how can I work with you to get this through faster and better.
Right.
That's what I see happening, and they will. And you say, do they do this to you all the time? You know, just try to give them the benefit of the doubt and get them working for you, because the company, it's sometimes it's easier to just let the city do whatever they can, and then when they get someone that they really, really want to help, that's giving them all the respect and everything, then they can lean on the city harder. And you can also call your TV station, and you have a consumer advocate on your local TV.
Yeah, that it's not that type of situation for a TV station, but okay, thank you. I appreciate.
But you can ask them. Do they have any idea of what's going on? Because it's because you have this contractor who's ready to go, and the city is dragging their feet. And is there anything that they can recommend that will help to grease the wheels, so to speak?
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to give me a reading.
Absolutely. And I think we just need to get some people to do their job. It's what really is going on, and sometimes the more people that are working on it, the faster it gets done.
Okay, thank you.
Sure thing.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.